The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Todd Starnes, your host. It is great to be back with you. Wow. It's been a little busy over the past week or so. And we're going to tell you about all the great adventures and the people we met out on the road as we get ready to launch the brand new book tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. The official day that Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved, will be in bookstores. And I am so excited for you to read the book. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to talk more about that in just a little while. I want to thank all of our great friends, Jeff Stein, Andy Hoosier, Jeff Katz, among the folks, the cast of characters who filled in as I was out on the road. And I want to especially thank our good friend Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff for our great president, Donald J. Trump. And Mark Meadows now heading up an organization called the Conservative Partnership Institute. It is a Trump-aligned conservative think tank up on Capitol Hill. And they threw a big bash last week in honor of the book and got to meet a lot of the great lawmakers who normally appear on this program, and also a lot of their staffers who work with Grace Baker and make all of that happen. So it was just a lot of fun. And then I was in Santa Barbara at the Reagan Ranch Center and spoke to about 160 high school students, conservative high school students from around America. And I want to tell you something, folks. I left that gathering so hopeful. A Young America's Foundation purchased a copy of my book for every student. And after the speech, I stayed around for about 90 minutes signing copies, autographs of the book and meeting these kids. And they would come up and tell me where they were from and what schools they went to. A lot of homeschool kids, a lot of California high school kids. And every single one of them is fired up. They're excited. They are hopeful. And they are ready to fight for their country. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that makes me so confident in the message of Twilight's Last Gleaming. That this is a hopeful time to live in America. This is a time when, yes, there's a dark winter, a dark pall across our country. Joe Biden's responsible for that. The Democrats are responsible for that. But I do believe that if we stand together as conservatives, as Republicans, if we stand together, if we re-elect Donald J. Trump, in numbers that they have never seen before, we're going to take back this country and we're going to right a lot of horrible wrongs here. So I have hope in America. I truly do. And that is the message that comes through in the book. And I hope that you will get a lot of laughter, a lot of chuckles as we poke fun at the left in this book. And there's a lot of them. One of my favorite chapters is about this whole transgender issue, especially when it comes to the women in the men's sports or the men in the women's sports. And this particular chapter is set in the future, the year 2050, when the first trans species swimmer decides to compete in the Ivy Leagues, a dolphin named Flipper, who decides to compete and ends up breaking every single women's swimming record in the history of the sport, only to undergo controversy when Flipper exposed his blowhole in the locker room. It's a great chapter. You got to read it. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But it is, look, I am so happy to be back. And there was a lot of flying. And if we're being real, normally I fly Delta. And they're great people. I love everybody at Delta. They know me by name over at the Memphis International Airport. And but this particular go-around, I had to fly American Airlines. And I will say this. I was on a flight, and Grace Baker did a great job. She booked me great first class seats, and you get a lot of work done up there. And, you know, when they throw in the meal, the meals aren't too bad, but you're doing a lot of traveling and you want to be comfortable and you want to be, you know, as refreshed as possible. So I sit down, I'm on the aisle seat, and it was funny where it's Grace Baker here. Grace Baker. She's off doing something now. Grace is actually back in. She flew in from Chicago, and I'll tell you why in just a little while. Anyway, Grace Baker, I gave her orders. I said, you know, if I'm on a flight, I don't want to be at the window, on the window side, and I'd make sure you book me on the aisle. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and the lady in the window seat is looking like she's terrified. And I said, is everything okay? And she says, I am just really concerned, you know, about this airplane. Is it safe? And I said, well, I think so. I hope so. And she goes, well, you know, this is American Airlines and you've seen the stories. And I said, yes, ma'am, I have seen the stories. She says, can I ask you a question? And I said, sure. She asked me, sir, would you mind changing seats with me? And I said, wait, you want me to get sucked out of the airplane? Wait, what? So I said, what? And she was eyeballing me and thinking, you know what? If, you know, God forbid this guy's in the window seat and there is like a hole blown, this guy could actually plug the hole. That's what she was thinking. So I told her, I politely declined. And I said, here's the deal, ma'am. I said, I think we're going to be okay here. But if there is a hole blown in the side of the airplane and you get sucked out, I will hold on to you. I will not let you be blown into the atmosphere. That will be my promise to you, ma'am. And then the flight attendant came and offered us a beverage. So that was one of my flight adventures. Can we talk about Donald Trump for just a moment? So over the weekend, President Trump was at a rally in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, and it was a terrific, terrific rally. Thousands of people turned out. And Trump is out there, and the president is talking about about China and the automobile industry. And the media went bonkers over something President Trump said. President Trump went out there, and he talked about this whole idea of it being a bloodbath, and how if China is allowed to continue to destroy the American automobile industry, it will be a bloodbath if Biden is reelected. So all of a sudden, and we're gonna get that soundbite to you momentarily, but the media went completely bonkers and launched into a series of attacks on Donald Trump. You could say you've never seen anything like this, but you have. But only this time, Elon Musk owns X. And so now the social media world, they can't stop this. They can't silence or squelch this like they've done previous attempts. Now, I want to stop right here for a moment and say this. One of the reasons that I came right out of the gate, and the day that Donald Trump announced, as a matter of fact, before Donald Trump announced, I said he needed to be running for reelection. But the day that Donald Trump announced, I gave him my full unqualified endorsement. And here's the reason why. Because when you go back and you look at all of the attacks on Donald Trump, all of the accusations that have been levied against him. Not a single one of them has turned out to be true. So if you take away all of that stuff, take away all of it, right? Just take away the Russia collusion, Russia. Take away all of the accusations of the golden showers. Take away all of that, and you get a man who had an incredibly successful first term in office. And you would have had a man who would have been reelected in a landslide in the last election cycle. Now, I'm telling you, we're dealing with a very dangerous thing in America because the media is in the tank with the Democrats more so than any other time in American history. And when you, we're going to play some of this audio. This is how ABC News described, now again, Donald Trump talking about bloodbath. He was not talking about violence. He wasn't talking about storming the Capitol. He wasn't talking about riots in the street. By the way, the only people who do that are the Democrats. Donald Trump was talking about the automobile industry. And now all of a sudden the word bloodbath. Oh, you can't say bloodbath. How dare you say something like that? That's bloodshed. He's calling for bloodshed. No, he wasn't. Here's ABC News, cut 20.
We begin tonight with the race for the White House and former President Trump's campaign now on the defensive after his fiery rhetoric at a rally in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday night. Trump warning while discussing the economy that there would be a, quote, bloodbath if he is not reelected in November. This after the former president kicked off the event by paying tribute to those who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. President Biden's campaign swiftly denouncing those comments as threats of political violence.
All right, so that's ABC News. Look, Politico, and Politico started all of this. They had one of their little reporterettes, one of the lady reporters, and she's out there saying, well, we really have no idea what President Trump was talking about. All right, ma'am, I get it. You're a lady reporter, but you're not a moron, all right? And you would have to be a moron not to know what Donald Trump was talking about. And by the way, the media, this entire thing, cut number 9.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars.
All right. So there you go. So that's Donald Trump. That was the whole context of the bloodbath comment, right? So now everybody's going bonkers over that. Cut number 13.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
All right. My apologies there, folks. So, look, we're going to take a break. We're going to take your calls as well. I've got so much more to say about the media, and there's a tie-in to Charlottesville, Virginia here. So, again, thank you for coming back. Thanks for welcoming me back to the show. We're going to open up the phone lines as well. What do you want to tell the mainstream media here, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Hi, I'm Todd Starnes, and thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls, And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. So call 855-417-6556 right now or go to ToddStearns.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've already pledged to raise $17,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to ToddStearns.com or call 855-417-6556 to make your best offer right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and we are excited. This is book launch week here on the program, and we can't wait for you to read your very first copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. By the way, you can also order a signed copy. All you have to do is go to ToddStearns.com, hit the store tab at the top of the page, and then click on books, and you'll see the copy there. And it's actually cheaper than Amazon. So be sure to head over to the website and get yourself a copy. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Germantown, Tennessee, starting our day on our flagship station, KWAM, KWAM. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. First of all, welcome back. Missed you last week. I tried to say what I'm about to say to Jeff. I assume you can hear me. I turned down the radio.
Anyway. You're loud and clear.
Okie dokie. Good. This is my comment. There are many, many of us who I call constitutionalist Republicans. We may not be completely, in fact, a lot of us aren't in the Trump camp, but we want him to win. The margin is very thin, thinner than he leads on and thinner than a lot of the polls move on. And it's thin because, and this is my comment, that perhaps you and other talk show hosts that are in the Trump camp, which is fine, can get to him and say, act like the adult in the room. Because if you don't, you're going to lose. And many of us just can't handle any more of this behavior or offhand comments or stupid things.
John, let's qualify this now. What sort of behavior are you? I think I know where you're going with this, but what sort of behavior are you talking about that you're concerned about?
It's just the things he says. And people do interpret them wrong. In this bloodbath thing, I didn't hear it. I don't care to hear it, I guess. But you did cover it pretty well a few minutes ago. It's just he needs to calm down, get off the name-calling, off the stuff he says about things that really are a little bit just different. And they're different only to a lot. They're different to us, who are Republicans. And I voted for him twice. But this next time is going to be difficult. I will not vote for Joe Biden. And there's a whole large group of people, Todd, I think, who will not vote at all because they don't like the fact he doesn't act like the adult in the room. You've got a national audience. If anybody else agrees, that'd be great. But I do think the margins are too close. Start acting like the grown-up that he can be. I've heard him be that way. I think he was that way after the conciliatory remarks he made about Nikki Haley. He can do it. He's a smart guy. He's a Yale grad. But stop acting like the sixth-grade bully he sometimes does.
I think he went to Penn. But John, I hear your point there. And look, there are a lot of people that I suspect feel the way you do, but I hope that they don't stay home on Election Day. The thing I like about Trump, and I don't necessarily agree with a lot of the stuff he says at these rallies or the way he says it. But you know what, John? The thing about Trump is what he says in public, he also says in private. And I'm fairly certain, and I know for a fact, that some of our former Republican presidents who maybe were very distinguished and statesmen in front of the cameras were talking like Trump behind the scenes. And I'd rather have somebody who speaks the same way in public and private.
Okay.
John, appreciate that. It is a great thought, and we're coming up on a break here, so I'm going to have to let you go. But John from Germantown, Tennessee, has posed a question to you folks, the audience. He says that Trump needs to start acting like the grown-up in the room and stop the attacks on DeSantis. He needs to start rallying every single Republican, even the rhinos, to his side. What say you? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Do you agree with John? Disagree with John? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS. And you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a six-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last. All right, I got to take you to task a little bit, folks. We are in the middle, right smack in the middle, of a bazillion things on the show this month. But the most pressing is our radiothon for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. And this is a big deal because we need to raise a lot of money. And today is a great day back in the saddle, and it's a great opportunity for us to open up our hearts and our pocketbooks to help out ADF. Now, I want you to think about this. If you are a longtime teacher in a public school district, and let's just say that school district is Georgia, and you suddenly discover that your district planned to start reading books to kids as young as 5 years old that are promoting same-sex marriage, including in classes that your own children are attending, what would you do? What would you do? Would you speak up? Would you go to the school board meeting? Would you raise concerns? Or would you keep your mouth shut and just look the other way? Here's how one woman answered that question.
My name is Lindsay Barr. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a mother of three. I went to the principal, and I was fired for raising my concerns. I lost my job in the school district where I had worked for over 10 years as a teacher. That's wrong, and that's why I reached out to Alliance Defending Freedom for help. What's happening to me isn't right, and I'm standing up because I don't want it to happen to anyone else.
And I have complete and total respect for that. And Lindsay Barr, we've told her story. She was fired from her job because she raised those concerns. And now Alliance Defending Freedom is standing for her. And so you can stand alongside Lindsay by helping Alliance Defending Freedom. They're not charging her a single penny to represent her case. They're doing this pro bono, free of charge. They do that with every client. All you have to do is go to toddstarns.com, and you can make a generous donation today. All you have to do, click the Stand with ADF banner at the top of the page. In big cities, small cities, it doesn't matter. The woke agenda is targeting everyone, and that next target could be you. So again, join me. Help me reach my goal, $17,000. We got a little ways to go, but we can do it. All you have to do is go to toddstarns.com. You can also call them at 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. All right, I want to go to the phones here. Ohio. Now, Roberta, I understand from Miss Lydia, the call screener, that you were at the Trump rally over the weekend.
Yes, I was. And I tell you, it was a marvelous experience. I told your call screener, I have never seen such a cross-section of American people, old, young, middle, every color imaginable. And every one of those young kids that I saw were well-groomed and well-mannerly. It was a marvelous experience, and I don't like crowds, but I can handle those. And as far as Donald Trump's message, they don't listen to us. They don't even focus on us. So I don't listen to them at all. I'm on no social media at all for them.
Roberta, what was your takeaway from the president's remarks there in Dayton, Ohio?
He was up to speed on everything. It was just a marvelous speech, and he's really energetic, and he energized the crowd. I don't know why these people complain about what his language is, because he got where he got because of who he is, and I'm not going to tell him what to do. He knows what to do.
Roberta, I'm going to let you in on a dirty little secret. Every president talks like the way the president talks in private. They may not do it in public, and that bothers me. Because a lot of these guys, they act like, I'll tell you, George W. Bush, who I like George W. except for the Patriot Act and except for the Iraq War. Otherwise, he's a good guy, and he did a good job getting us through 9/11. But, you know, the guy cussed like a sailor behind the scenes. But in public,
I'm sure they all did.
Oh, of course. So it's all hypocritical. At least Donald Trump is the same guy in person as he is in private. I respect that.
I absolutely do, too. I really admire the man. And like I said, he would never have gotten where he is today with my advice. He got there on his own, and I appreciate everything he's done.
Fair enough. Roberta, well, did you have fun? Did you have to wait in line a while? What was that like?
Oh, well, my sister and I, we timed it that we got there when he started speaking because you couldn't get up. You couldn't get up close. I was way behind the press where the press was. So you couldn't get close. And I only got very distant pictures. But I got him. I got him.
Look at you.
And I was just happy to be there. And everybody was really happy.
You see,
I don't understand how the press can twist that stuff like that. I just don't understand it.
Roberta, I'm with you. And you said, I love what you said about the young people, because I saw the same thing in California. All these teenagers were wearing coats and ties, and the girls were in dresses. Everybody was scrubbed clean. They looked good. And it was like, wow, this is California. You know, I'm just telling you, Roberta, there's something happening with this Generation Z.
I'm really hopeful.
Me too.
I was pleasantly surprised.
All right, Roberta, appreciate the eyewitness report there. Roberta, our correspondent on the ground in Ohio over the weekend. Well done, Roberta. Let's go to Jeff in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Todd. I just wanted to underscore, with all due respect to the previous caller, I wanted to underscore what John was saying, and that is, while I agree with Trump's policies, America first, secure borders, and so on, it's a little difficult to listen to him at times. For me personally, honestly, it's often difficult to listen to him. Huge cringe factor. I think the highest elected official in America, the face, the voice for America at home and abroad, ought to be a little more articulate and a little less upper elementary, middle school, playgroundish in commentary on opponents and so on. I'm certainly not for the typical Republican platitudes. Longtime Republican, conservative to the core, and morally, fiscally, militarily, every area. But I just cannot listen to him long. It's just the cringe factor. It's almost like fingernails on a blackboard.
What's the cringe factor? What makes you cringe, Jeff?
Well, Ron, the sanctimonious, those sorts of things. Just the name calling, the steady drumbeat of talking about not losing the election in 2020.
Would you say that Obama was articulate?
I would say he was a more polished speaker publicly.
Yeah, you know what? But you know what he did behind the scenes, Jeff. You know what Obama did behind the scenes. He called people like you and me. I don't know if you own. Do you own a gun, Jeff? Do you go to church?
I do. Both.
So yeah, he called you a bitter clinger. behind scenes, behind closed doors. San Francisco, a fundraising dinner. Mean and nasty as a snake behind closed doors. But when he walked out, Obama was, they say he was a great orator. He never really said anything to me of worth substance, but I mean, he could give a stem winder out there on the campaign trail. But Jeff, my point is that they're all like that. Donald Trump is just one of the only guys out there who is out, who is honest, and he acts in private the way he does in public.
And I appreciate the singularity of character. Duplicity, hypocrisy is never to be applauded. And certainly, historically, politics has abounded with that on both sides of the aisle. Can't say that I'm a fan of politicians, quite frankly. Can't say that I'm really a huge fan any longer of either side of the aisle. I think plenty of blames to go around. Remain singular in your character. Be the same publicly and privately. I wish he was a little more polished in his commentary and a little less name-calling. I know who I'm going to vote for. I've voted in the primary election. I've voted in every election since I was 18, and I'm now in my 60s. This will be no exception. But I'm just voicing an opinion and a concern.
No, Jeff, and look, this is the great thing about this radio program is that you and I may not agree on everything, and that's okay. And there may we may have some leftists out there who call in, and I look, I'm happy to give them a platform and talk about the big issues of the day. But I think we can't agree on this, Jeff. We can't let those Democrats get another 4 years in office. I think that is a very dangerous proposition for this country.
I would agree wholeheartedly. We're in desperate straits in America.
We are. All right. Well, pray for President Trump. Lord knows we can all use prayer, but you know, it's a tough thing that he's doing. So he can certainly use all of our prayers. So you never know. Jeff, God bless you. Appreciate that call. Jeff from Memphis, Tennessee. May I say this? And we're getting ready to go out on our big book tour in a couple of weeks. And we're launching things tonight in Memphis in Germantown at a beautiful place called Congregation Coffee. And it is a family-owned coffee place. It is one of the most beautiful coffee houses I've ever seen. It's just unbelievable. And we're going to be launching our book there tonight. We're having a big party, a shindig. We're going to have great food, great coffee, and we'll have copies of the book available for you to purchase. And I just want to extend an invitation to those of you and the listening audience that are within driving distance. Come on down tonight. Hang out with us and have a good time. I'd love to be able to meet you and shake your hand. You say, well, Todd, I'm a Democrat. That's okay. That's all right. Come on down and say howdy. I want to be able to shake your hand. So we're going to have a lot of fun. It starts again at 6 o'clock tonight. Write this down. Congregation Coffee in Germantown, Tennessee. And don't worry, you folks. I'm not expecting you folks in Salem, Oregon to catch a flight. All right? We're coming to your neck of the woods. We're working on some plans. So you folks hang tight. But tonight we kick things off, and the entire team is here. Grace Baker flew in from Chicago, and very excited to see her. And folks showing up tonight, you're going to be able to meet the entire team. Grace, Dylan, Lydia. She's refusing to wear the sash and the tiara. You know, she's very, I mean, Lydia, the call screener, is very famous. I mean, she is like a, are we allowed to call you, we can't say beauty queen anymore. Can we say beauty queen, Lydia? Is that allowed? A pageant person? Or no, that's not good. All right, beauty. Anyway, she's awesome. And so you're going to be able to meet the whole crew tonight at Congregation Coffee. And again, that all starts at 6 o'clock tonight. All right, let's go to Kathy, listening to us in Tennessee, WTJS. Hi, Kathy, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to add my 2 cents worth in on the way that President Trump presents himself in the rallies and all. And I will be very honest, I just cannot listen to him. I don't like confrontations. And he is confronting the way things really are, and I understand that. But the tone and the words that he sometimes chooses are just not something that I choose to listen to. When he was president and he would give interviews, or he would make comments that was on the news, his demeanor was much more calm, and he chose his words that were not that I would find
Kathy, may I ask you a personal question, Kathy?
Yes, yes.
Are you a church-going lady?
I sure am.
Every time
the door's open.
Are you a Baptist by any chance?
No, sir. I am what's called the Church of Jesus Christ. That is not LDS. It's a holiness type
All right.
church. And I believe in being what we are all the time. And that is evidently what the president is. He, as you have already pointed out, that he says the things in public that he would say behind closed doors, as other presidents would. I just wish that the President Trump would choose to do that sometimes too.
Kathy, I get it. Look, I'm a Baptist, and I get it. There are some things that, you know, you cringe, but you know what? We're in the middle of a war right now, Kathy. We are in there's not a shooting war yet, I'm telling you, but these communists, they're trying to take over our country. And I think what Donald Trump is doing, Kathy, with his rhetoric on the campaign trail, it's kind of like this. You got a guy, let's just say you're down at Buc-ee's, right? You're going in, you're stopping and getting some gas, and you're going into the Buc-ee's to get the beaver nuggets, and some guy in front of you just drops and goes into full cardiac arrest. What do you do? You're shouting, somebody get this guy help. Somebody comes, and they're not saying, wake up, wake up. No, they're pounding on the guy's chest. They bring the paramedics in. They shock the guy back to life. And I think that's what Donald Trump is trying to do. He's saying, wake up, America. We have got to stop this communist takeover of the country.
That is an excellent analogy. And I understand that. But being the conservative that I am, sometimes those words just become offensive, as you have said. As a good Baptist, it's just offensive sometimes.
Well, I'm going to be honest, Kathy. I've heard a few of those words at Baptist business meeting on Wednesday night. So that's a conversation for another day. Kathy, I've got to run there. Dylan's yelling at me. He's throwing stuff at the window now. I've got to let you go. But God bless you. And folks, again, I get it. But we are in the middle of a firefight right now. And I believe that Donald Trump is the man. And we got to stop Joe Biden. Got to do it. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us today. By the way, the reporting out of Breitbart, and this just goes back to what a dangerous situation we're in right now in the country. And I'm talking about literal danger. This is not some sort of a philosophical discussion we're having here. The report is that a Hezbollah terrorist was arrested at the border. He wanted to make a bomb. He was arrested in Texas. Now, the good news is that they caught this guy, Lebanese dude. He was caught near El Paso, claiming to be a Hezbollah terrorist, said he was heading to New York and said he wanted to make a bomb. The guy has been arrested. The question is, what are they going to do with the guy? Are they going to just put him on a bus and send him off to New York? But again, this is why Trump is so fired up. This is why Trump is so focused right now, ladies and gentlemen, because he sees this clear and present danger that is on the border. And by the way, you want to know how desperate Team Biden is right now? They're so desperate that they are intentionally just ripping things out of context and using that to attack the president, Donald Trump, in the media. So I got all these urgent messages over the weekend. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. He's gone too far now, Todd. He's gone too far. I said, what? Donald Trump calling for a bloodbath. Well, folks, I'm telling you what I told this person. Don't believe any first report about Donald Trump. Just wait and make sure you watch and read everything in context. All right, stick around. We're coming right back, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to be back with you. Woo, my goodness. We did some serious traveling over the past week or so, and it is great to be back in the studio here in Memphis, Tennessee. Folks, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. By the way, write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling into the program today. Again, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Want to bring into the conversation a good friend from the great Commonwealth of Virginia, Congressman Ben Klein, a member of the House Judiciary Committee as well as the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, good to be with you.
You know, Congressman, real quick, wanted to get your take on the mainstream media taking President Trump's bloodbath comment so incredibly out of context. A lot of comparisons to what he, you know, they did the same thing with that whole Charlottesville, Virginia thing. I mean, these people have no shame.
Well, it's very clear that the media has an agenda. It's to make President Trump look as bad as possible in this reelect to help President Biden. And so they're going to take things he says out of context. And this is just another example of them doing that.
Well, and fortunately, and thanks to Elon Musk, we're able to get the truth out there. And that's one of the things I really appreciate, that we've been able to see so many people standing up and saying, hey, wait a second. That's not what the president said. He wasn't calling for another J6, and shame on anybody for trying to suggest otherwise.
Yeah, the one great thing about social media and the internet, it has democratized the First Amendment so that everybody in America can get their views out, and that the liberal left no longer has a monopoly on what people hear from their news stations, or, you know, whether it's Dan Rather back in the 80s or you name it. The left doesn't have that monopoly anymore. Now we can get our voices out there and get whether it's on X or whether it's on any number of other platforms like yours, Todd, and we can get that viewpoint out there.
Congressman, a couple of big stories I want to get to, one of them involving Laken Riley. I know you guys are very concerned about all of that that went down, and not only her situation, her horrible murder at the hands of an illegal. There have been so many others just in the past couple of days, American citizens being killed on American soil by illegals. And it's our understanding that you guys are getting stonewalled by the Biden administration and Alejandro Mayorkas. Is that accurate?
It is. Mayorkas and the Department of Homeland Security is not giving us information about Laken Riley's alleged killer's immigration status, his history. Because, as you know, he came into the country, was deported, and then was actually came back into the country again and committed some petty crimes in New York. He should have been deported for, rather, and so he should not have been in the country when Laken Riley went out for that jog at the University of Georgia.
What kind of information are you looking for? What kind of information are you guys seeking from Homeland Security?
Well, he's allegedly listed as part of a deadly Trinidadarega gang and crossed over at El Paso back in September of 22. released into the interior of the country. And then in October of 2024, he actually lived in New York and was crossed the border with a woman named Leiling Franco and her son. And so we're trying to get information about the gang affiliations, where else he may have crossed and lived. He may have been deported before. And, you know, it just goes back to the point that we're making. If we can't secure the border, it endangers lives in the United States and our national security as well.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our good friend from the great state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, Congressman Ben Klein. Congressman, another thing we've been watching, of course, yet another looming government shutdown. Where are we at, and are the Republicans going to hold the line in the House?
Well, it's come down to Homeland Security once again. You know, we want to make sure that we put money into detention facilities so that we can have people who cross illegally detained while they await their hearings on their asylum claims. But instead, the administration is pushing for more money into judges so that they can process these illegals and just release them into the interior of the country that much quicker.
So the question is, and we've seen this time and time again, unfortunately, we're either kicking the can down the road or we're capitulating. Do you think this is where we hold the line here? Is there a hard line here that Republicans will not cross?
There are many of us who have put down hard lines on money to make sure that we secure the border, and not just under current policies that are being ignored by the Biden administration. You know, if the Biden administration, we can give them all the detention facilities in the world, but if they just ignore the law, which Mayorkas is doing, and release them anyway, or apply asylum to large groups where they're getting parole instead of one by one, then that's all the money in the right places isn't going to matter. So we have to have policy changes along with the money, and that's what we're fighting for in the Freedom Caucus. And we're not going to support just throwing more money at the problem. We're going to have to see policy changes before we can support any spending legislation.
Congressman, I was speaking at the YAF, Young Americans Foundation conference, high school conference out in California last week. And I came away so encouraged that we have so many young people in America who are buying into the conservative movement, the conservative ideas. And I'm wondering, are you seeing that in your congressional district as you go back and you get back into the district?
Absolutely. You're seeing a rejection of the status quo when it comes to the media, the liberal government policies. You see young people who are fed up with inflation eating into their paychecks. They're just getting paychecks for the first time, or they've just started getting paychecks. They've just started saving to buy a house, and now the amount of money they have to pay in an annual or a monthly mortgage payment is, you know, $1,000 more because interest rates have gone up so much over the last 3.5 years of the Biden administration that just to afford a house, it's putting it out of reach for many young Americans. And so they're getting disillusioned, they're getting upset, and they're looking at who is addressing those concerns. It's not the Democrats, it's the Republican Party that's addressing concerns about inflation, about the economy, about mortgage rates and about immigration and crime in our communities, and that's why we're optimistic.
All right. Well, Congressman, we appreciate you coming on the program. Thank you for fighting the good fight. Thanks for being a great example to those next generation conservatives out there. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. There you go. Congressman Ben Klein out of Virginia. So there's been a bit of a dust up in Tennessee. And by the way, since the 1st of March in Memphis, over 50 people have now been shot, and I think 17 or 18 people have been killed. And just in the month of March, so far. And this is after the mayor met with all the gang leaders and said he was begging. He went to them on bended knee and said, hey, what do you guys need? How can we get a ceasefire with all of you gang people? And they said, well, you know, we need good paying jobs, and we also need fun activities at the community center. I don't like canasta. I don't, you know, shuffleboard. I'm not sure what the gang leaders are into these days. Anyway, since then, it's that's when the violence exploded. And so there's a state senator by the name of Brent Taylor, who is a Republican, and this guy is fierce, and he is unafraid. And he introduced legislation on the state level to crack down on what's happening in Memphis, because the city council ordered the police. Now, hear me on this. This is bizarre. They ordered the police. You're no longer allowed to conduct routine traffic stops. So if you see somebody with a busted taillight, or maybe they're driving around without a car tag, you're not allowed to pull that car over. You can't do that because that's racist. So as a result of that, Senator Taylor said, well, we've got to fix that. So he shoved through some great legislation. It passed the Senate. It passed the House. This legislation would prohibit local governments from stopping police from doing their jobs. And as a result of that, all you know what has broken loose, and they're attacking yours truly, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just shocked by all of this. And also our great radio station, KWAM, because our staff here at KWAM, they're not afraid to speak the truth. They are not afraid to call it like it is. And here in Memphis, all you have to do, let's just say that you're just a regular Joe Blow, and you're going to the city council meeting, and you're upset because the neighbor across the street hasn't cut the grass. And let's just say your neighbor's white, and you are too, okay? But they haven't cut the grass. And you go to city council and say, my neighbor is not cutting the grass. Before you can even explain why, they're saying, that's racist. You're a racist. How dare you call for someone to mow their grass? Who do you think you are, you racist? I'm serious. Everything's about race here. It's shocking, but it's true. Anyway, a state senator from these parts, her name is London Lamar, and she's a Democrat, and she got elected, very popular around this place, and now all of a sudden she's alleging that there is slavery in Tennessee because she didn't get her way at the state capitol. Cut three.
What we see here is drunk on power. I don't like that you take this position on this bill, so I'm going to silence you. That's a form of slavery. I feel like a slave sometime in this building.
Loaded.
I'm over it. And all of the members standing here are over it. At what point are we going to truly be a democratic body, respect the fact that every single one of us are represented by the same amount of people in their districts, and we all deserve the same voice and the same level of respect, regardless if we agree or not. I am tired of the Republican Party expecting us as minorities to do what they want to do, but treat us disrespectfully. Nah, we're not doing that no more. As we're at this time of session, we're gloves off. And I support any of my members have the right to defend themselves, to not accept disrespect, and we shouldn't expect disrespect from the other side of the aisle. I just wanted to get it off my chest. Y'all heard it. You can repeat it. But it had to be said. Senator Oliver.
Woman, please. So this woman seems to think that we've still got slavery in Tennessee. And I don't know what's going on at the state capitol, but I called up and I said, is there any truth to this report? I mean, are you guys forcing London Lamar to, pick cotton? Is she having to tote a bale somewhere? What is going on? And as near as I can tell, there are no slaves in Tennessee. We've checked, spent most of the weekend trying to get that information for you. Nevertheless, Senator Lamar, London Lamar says, because the Democrats are in the minority in the state house, that she feels like a slave. Now, I want to point out these are some inconvenient truths, but they need to be shared. First of all, the mayor of Memphis is a black man. An overwhelming majority of the city council, black. Overwhelming majority of the county commission, black. The people in charge of the police department, black. So I'm not sensing the slave vibe that she's talking about. I'm really not. As a matter of fact, the Democrats have been in control of Memphis, Tennessee for generations. Senator London Lamar was, I believe, born in the 1990s. So I hate to break it to her, but there are no living slaves in Tennessee. I hate to break that, but she would have you believe that there was slavery in the 1990s and in the 2000s in Tennessee. So look, I am opposed to slavery. I just want to go on the record. Todd Starnes, Southern man, Southern born and bred, and I just want you to know right now that I oppose slavery. Always have. I've just felt like it was evil and wrong. That's just me. So therefore, I am calling on President Joe Biden to formally emancipate all the slaves in the state of Tennessee. London Lamar deserves to be a free woman. She shouldn't be birthing people's babies. She shouldn't be frying the chicken in the kitchen. She should live her life. Freedom. So I say this, free at last, London, free at last. Thank God Almighty. May you be free at last. We'll be right back. All right, come on now. Come on. There's a big commotion. Grace Baker said she had to run a special errand and came back with a beautiful ice cream cake that has the cover of the book. It looks great. We're just hoping it doesn't start melting. But we've got some pictures of it over on the Instagram, so be sure to check that out. And I guess we're treating everybody for lunch today. Is that true, Dylan? Somebody asked for the credit card, and I didn't know what it was for.
It's true, as I was stuffing my face just before the break.
I saw you over there, scarfing down the Lennies.
Got to go fast.
Another great Memphis institution, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Mike in Maine, WLOB. That's Ray Richardson country. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Getting a little rough down there in Memphis, huh?
Well,
maybe she was born in the 1890s. Have you thought of that?
I'm looking around. I don't see anybody picking cotton out there, Mike.
Yeah, I know. She's a little late to the game.
Unbelievable. Hey,
look, I listened to your conversation with a congressman from Virginia, you know, about withholding documents. You know, look, we're going to go through this again this week. They have a hearing on the Abbey Gate incident in Afghanistan. Department of Defense refuses to turn over documents. Now, listen, 13 of my fellow Marines were killed there. These families demand answers. And the Republicans need to stand their ground and tell these guys, until we get documents, you get no money. Simple as that. That's why we put them down there and gave them the power of the purse. It's about damn time they used it.
Mike, I'm with you. That's the one thing, the one weapon we have is we've got the power of the purse. But for some reason, right now, the Republicans aren't just willing to go down that path, but they ought to. And Mike, you're 1,000% correct. The families of those Marines, those who lost their lives, we owe it to them. Mike, got to run, my friend. Tell Ray Richardson we said hello. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. So not only are the black Democrats here in Tennessee saying that slavery is back, they're also saying that it's time to riot in the streets, that if they don't get their way, that they should riot. Cut number two.
It is a slap in the face, and you might as well stomp on the grave of Tyre Nichols for bringing this bill. Yes, we are emotionally charged. Why? Because it's personal for us. Taylor made this personal the minute he introduced this legislation to target one family and one life that was lost. So, yeah, we're going to fight. Dr. King said the riots are the language of the unheard. You ain't saying nothing yet. If you keep silencing us like this, what do you think our district's going to do? We have had it up here. Gloves off. Like, we're going to fight like hell. You don't expect us to respond when you gaslight us every single day with these bills? There's a bill to get rid of the Tennessee Human Rights Commission that they're going to bring, to abolish it, rooted in the Civil Rights Act, to make sure that we have protections for folks that look like Tyreek Nichols. Don't tell me this stuff ain't racist. Don't tell me it's not. It is rooted in racism. This was a Jim Crow bill that Taylor brought and all his Confederates voted for today.
All right. So there you go. That is a state senator. That is an elected official, State Senator Charlene Oliver, calling for riots. She's calling all of the Republicans up on the Tennessee State House Confederates. And by the way, Tyree Nichols, it was a horrible story. You had these rogue renegade police officers in Memphis, and I still think there's more to the story they haven't told us. They pull this guy over and pretty much beat the kid to death. Nobody deserves to die like that. What she failed to mention was that the police officers who did this, all black. So why is it all of a sudden the white guy's fault? And where does she get off calling for people to riot in the streets? That sounds to me like an insurrection. So again, the Democrats are the ones who are always advancing this notion of violence. And then they turn around and they fabricate the Trump bloodbath comments, for crying out loud. I just wanted to give you a little taste of what's going on in Memphis. And, of course, they've been coming after me, but I hate to break it to them. I'm not scared of them. I'm not scared of these folks. Not only do we engage in the free press, but we also engage in our Second Amendment rights, and we know how to use our Second Amendment rights. Just saying. All right. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. There's another story we've been following out of Oklahoma. You may have recalled over the past few weeks, there's that horrible story about the transgender non-binary child. I believe she's a biological girl, and she got into it in the bathroom, got into a fight. Turns out she started it, went to the hospital the next day, and then died. It's a crazy story, and the LGBT world wanted you to believe that Next Benedict, the child's name, Next Benedict was beaten to death, and this is a hate crime, when in fact it turned out to be a suicide. I want to bring into the conversation Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Ryan, always good to have you back with us. Never a dull moment in Oklahoma, is there?
No, sir. And, you know, isn't it incredible to watch what the left is willing to do to justify their position? I mean, they have lied about this child's death. They have mobilized the most radical LGBTQ groups in the nation to target our state, our conservative policies. Look, the death of this student's a tragedy, but they've lied about it. The student wasn't beaten to death. The student wasn't bullied because of being transgender. That's not what happened here. But, of course, the Biden administration jumped all over it. We've heard Joe Biden repeating these lies. The left will stop at nothing to push their ideology on our kids.
As a matter of fact, Ryan, it's my understanding, and I only know this from the video, I guess the police body cam footage. They were interviewing the child in the hospital, and they warned her, based on her version of events, that she actually started all of this, and that if she pressed charges, she too could have been arrested.
Right. That's from the video. And again, the left literally, without saying that this student was beaten to death in a school because of her sexual orientation. It was a lie. We knew that lie immediately. We knew within 24 hours we had the medical examiner saying, listen, there was no trauma that led to this death. You know, we got to run a toxicology report, but they didn't die of this altercation at school. These were all lies that the left used. And remember, this came out of Kamala Harris's mouth and Joe Biden's mouth. They were lying about bullying caused this death when they knew that that's not what happened here. But you know what? They have their agenda that they're going to push on this country, that they're going to push on our kids, and they will absolutely use a dead child to push that agenda.
So Ryan, we all knew before the Biden administration jumped in and issued this lengthy statement, this official statement, everybody knew the official cause of death, as tragic as it was and it is. I'm curious, did anybody from the administration reach out to you, anybody in your office, to get any details before putting out this statement?
Did not do that. That the Department of Education, run by Secretary Cardona, who has been an absolutely embarrassment of a Secretary of Education, launched a civil rights investigation into the school district without asking us or the school district for anything that would happen. That there's been no evidence that there was any kind of bullying that led to this fight or led to this death. But again, I want this to be a national case of targeting conservatives. So yeah, no, they haven't done anything. They just are announcing these reports and making these statements by their position.
And Ryan, if we could, I think there's something wrong with your phone connection there. You're kind of cutting in and out. And we'll see if it if we can get that figured out here. But I want to be clear. So there is now a federal investigation into all of this?
Yes, sir. The Federal Department of Education has launched an investigation of the school district claiming there was a civil rights violation. And again, there's no evidence to show that there is a hate crime here or an issue there. But that is what they have started. That was launched by the Secretary of Education for the Biden administration. Yes, sir.
Well, you're right, Ryan. It's, you know, they take whatever they can and they fabricate a narrative around it. And that's what they're doing with President Trump right now in this whole bloodbath controversy from over the weekend. And we see this time and time again. But the problem I've got here is it not only puts a bullseye on you, but it also puts a bullseye on all these innocent kids at this high school.
Oh, yes, sir. So the high school has come under, they've had to increase their security. They have had a dramatic amount of threats and targeted aspects of what their day-to-day school is. We've heard from the families how concerned they are around this. All these accusations being leveled at kids in the school that have already turned out not to be true. But again, these are all casualties that the left is more than willing to take to push their agenda. So yeah, this school has been targeted. The students in the school have been targeted. And again, what we've seen is it's a tragedy, absolutely. But instead of listening to what the investigator said what happened, the left lied about it and have now weaponized this child's death to meet their political means.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, we are going to have to leave it there, Ryan, and we apologize for the phone connection there. But Ryan Walters, the Oklahoma State Superintendent, battling these leftists in the Biden administration. Ryan, thank you. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Are you starting to see it now, folks? Do you understand what's going on? That's why you cannot believe the initial reporting on these kinds of incidents, because without a doubt, they always change. Always. I mean, there's no way around it. They always change. Again, 901-260-5926. I have a question for you. All of you ladies, if you are of the lady persuasion in the Todd Starnes radio listening audience, I have a question for you. Let's say you're down at your local Planet Fitness and you're hanging out, minding your own business in the locker room, and a guy comes in and starts shaving. Was he shaving? I don't know if this guy was shaving his private parts or not. We don't know what he was shaving. He was shaving something. And a woman at a Planet Fitness in Fairbanks, Alaska, got out her cell phone and started filming because she felt incredibly threatened. There was also a child, a little girl, in the locker room in a towel. And the guy is shaving in front of these women, these girls. So here's what happened. Cut number five.
Good day. I just wanted to say I just came out of Planet Fitness, and there is a man shaving in a women's bathroom. I realize he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman. I love him in Christ. He's a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman. but I'm not comfortable with him shaving in my bathroom. All right. I just thought I'd say it out loud.
I don't blame you one bit, ma'am. She goes on to say, sir, you have a penis. Why are you in the women's locker room? It is a fair question to ask, by the way. Very fair question to ask. So here's my, so Planet Fitness got all upset and they said, this is uncalled for. This is unheard of. And the woman is like, yes, thank you. We agree. And then they said, ma'am, we're terminating your membership. They're standing by the trans dude. So Planet Fitness says that this woman violated a policy about filming inside the locker room. And then they also said they have a policy that it's a non-judgment policy. So if a man wants to shave his private parts, his nether regions, in the ladies' room, then he can do that. And they are standing by their decision. And I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, what say you about that? Ladies, would you go to a gym that allowed men to shave in your locker room? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Honest to goodness, sweet mercy. Hello, everybody. Guess who's hanging out? Grace Baker joining us from Chicago. Grace, good to have you back with us.
Good to be back from Chicago. Is that how you say it? Chicago?
Is that how you're saying it?
Do I still have my Southern credentials, y'all?
I think I still sound pretty Southern. I think you do. I'm fairly certain of that. So welcome back.
Thank you.
So you're here for the big book launch party tonight.
I am. Very exciting stuff. It's going to be quite the shindig.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And for folks listening to us within driving distance, 6 o'clock tonight?
Yes.
At the Congregation Coffee. It is a huge, beautiful coffee shop in Germantown, Tennessee.
Brand new. I'm really excited to visit there.
It's pretty amazing. Family owned. And, you know, we're really thankful because it's been a bit of a chore trying to find a place that would be willing to host a conservative book sign.
A lot of intolerant folks around here.
Can you believe it?
In the South, but we are in Memphis. So
it's true.
It's a problem.
It is. But we have to say, God bless Barnes & Noble and Books A Million.
Yes, definitely.
They're going to be, because you're lining up all the events and all the book tour.
I am. I told Todd, I said, man, you're going to hate me by the end of this week because your phone's just going to be ringing off the hook because people are calling you for their hits this week. And then I'm busting you off to the next one. It's just the way it is. Launching a book.
Unbelievable.
I think you've got like 40 just this week.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There's been a lot of excitement, and we're going to be doing all of the Newsmax shows this week. News Nation has invited us to come on.
Yep.
And we're doing a lot of radio interviews.
Lots.
We love it.
And podcasts. Every type of median, we've got you on it.
You saw our good buddy in the Delmarva reached out.
Yes.
So, all right, Walt, hang tight. We're coming down your way. And you know who's going to be our good buddy Noah down in Pascagoula.
Oh, yeah.
We did a book signing in a fish and tackle store.
Hey, whatever works.
It was a lot of fun. We did. Where was it? Sanitary Fish House. Is that right? I think I got that right. The Sanitary Fish House. The people over in Moorhead City will correct me, but I believe we actually did a show and we did the book signing. And then the owner of the radio station there took me out for dinner at that. We had a great time. The whole radio station crew came and we had dinner at the Sanitary Fish House.
It's a one-stop shop.
Can I ask a question, though? I need to ask a question, and this is for you North Carolina people out there in Moorhead City. What's up with your hush puppies?
What the? I haven't had North Carolina's hush puppies.
They look like
What's
corn,
different?
They look like corn sticks. They're not like round.
They're not round?
No,
like
they're oblong.
Oh, but do they taste the same?
They're good. It's just sort of weird. It's kind of like, you know, when you eat a cake that looks like a cheeseburger, you know, it's like one of those things. I'm like, that looks like a corn
and it's
stick.
Not what you're expecting.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Is that a corn dog or a hush puppy?
Is that a North Carolina thing or did somebody just forget to roll them into a ball? I don't know.
Everyone's going to be different, have their own unique spin on things.
You know, people take that stuff personally, by the way.
They do. Of course they do.
So I probably should.
It's like Memphis and our barbecue. We take it personally.
That's right. these people with this, like, oh, it's vinegar. I'm like, why does my barbecue taste sour? First time I ever had that kind of barbecue with the vinegar base.
Yeah, it's a little different.
So I can tolerate it now. But when you're from Memphis and you're going over to Carolina for the first time and they give you a pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah.
It's kind of off-putting.
So in Chicago, I had some brisket. And it was actually pretty good.
Oh,
but my husband got a pulled pork sandwich. And I was like, I'm not doing that. We're not in Memphis. And he had it. And he was like, Grace, it wasn't as good. It just wasn't as good as Memphis barbecue. No. I was like, I told you, you just set yourself up for failure.
But now, you know, I mean, we're doing a lot of traveling and we're going to be all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're visiting. I don't even know. Do you have one of those like maps that you mark off places you've been? Because you need to be adding like stickers. And oddly, having like a map.
Oddly enough, there's only one state that I haven't been to.
Which one?
Wyoming.
Really?
I've never been to Wyoming.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to have to get an affiliate.
Well, we got you Georgia, North Carolina. We've got you in California multiple times. You're all over the place. Literally coast to coast, we've got you traveling.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I know we're coming up to WLOB country in Portland, Maine.
Excited for that one.
It's going to be a lot. KXEL.
Yes, Waterloo, in Iowa, Midwest.
And, KQAM, Wichita.
Wichita.
And I think Houston. We're working on something with our friends in Houston.
It's very exciting stuff. We've got you traveling even to Phoenix for a conference. Just going to be crazy.
Well, I'm excited about the message of the book. And, you know, again, we need people to laugh and be encouraged.
Yep.
And hopefully people are going to.
Especially during an election year. Got to laugh during an election year.
Mercy. Boy, you're not kidding. All right. So you're doing well, though? Is it good to be back home in the South?
Yes. My husband just texted me and said it's snowing back at home. So I'm glad to be here in Memphis where at least it's like 50 degrees.
And how do you say it again? How do you pronounce it?
Chicago.
Chicago. That's weird. All right. Well, it's good to see you. Thank you for the cake.
Yes, the ice cream cake with your cover on it. I thought that might be a little nice touch.
It's
too pretty to eat. We haven't cut into it yet.
It's melting.
We'd better go. I better go cut that on break and bring you a piece.
I accidentally stuck my finger in the back of it. So,
oh, gosh.
I think that was the cake's wazoo.
I wonder what happened to it.
Grace. All right. You'll be able to see Grace Baker and Lydia and Dylan. The whole crew is going to be out at the book signing tonight, 6 o'clock in Memphis at Congregation Coffee. Hang tight. We're going to Trump Town coming up next.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, you beautiful people out there. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So very happy to have you with us today. And this is the launch of the brand new book. It'll be in bookstores officially tomorrow across the entire nation. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And tonight we're having a big pre-launch bash, and we would love for you to come out. If you happen to be listening to us anywhere in western Tennessee, eastern Arkansas, or northern Mississippi, we would love for you to come out tonight, 6 o'clock at Congregation Coffee. Someone said, Todd, what is the address? Well, I've got the address for you. It's 3060 Forest Hill Irene Road. So if you know where the Gus's Fried Chicken is in Germantown, Tennessee, it's right next door. And we would love for you to be there. It's going to be it's a beautiful coffee house, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we want to see you there, 6 o'clock Eastern. The entire team, Grace Baker, Dylan, Lydia, everybody's going to be there, and we want to say hello and meet you. And, of course, you'll also be able to buy a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. I want to bring into the conversation our good friend Caroline Leavitt, who is President Trump's National Press Secretary. And, Caroline, if I may take a moment of personal privilege here, your boss, President Trump, was the very first person to endorse this book. And, of course, his name is at the top of the list here on the book cover. And we're mighty thankful for the kind thing. Somebody said on Newsmax today, they're like, wow, Todd, I've never seen President Trump say something so nice about a book. And my reply was, I know. Isn't it great?
Hey, Todd, we're so excited for you. And I know the president wholly endorses your book. I even heard him on the radio show with you compliment it yet again when he was on a few weeks ago. So congratulations on the book. I would love to get a copy, Todd Starnes. I will read it myself. But if President Trump endorsed it, I'm sure it's fantastic.
We were talking to Margo earlier today. We will put an extra copy in the mail for you this afternoon. We've got to make sure you can have a copy. Caroline, thank you for that. We have been talking for a good chunk of the show about the obscene mainstream media. And I really think their behavior towards President Trump is borderline criminal, especially with this nonsense over the weekend about the bloodbath.
The fake news media never ceases to amaze me. You know, all weekend long, Todd, they twisted President Trump's words, completely took him out of context to fearmonger the American public. That is what they do. As soon as one fake news reporter runs with a fake headline, the rest of them, like sheep, fall in line. They follow each other to the pasture of degrading President Trump. But we were right on it, making sure that people understood the full context of his remarks. And he was not wrong. He was talking about the auto industry and the fact that, yes, it is going to be a bloodbath for American auto jobs across this country if Joe Biden is elected for another 4 years. But the media did not talk about that in their stories. Of course, they want to incite fear. They want to incite violence. And if we want to talk about the real bloodbath in America right now, let's do it. I'm happy to talk about that all day long because it's happening under Joe Biden's administration. The bloodbath in Georgia, where we saw a legal criminal completely, brutally murder, savagely murder Lakin Riley. We see the bloodbath in American cities every single day with increased violent crime. We see the bloodbath overseas that took the lives of 13 American soldiers in Afghanistan, is taking the lives of the Ukrainian people every day because Putin knows Biden is weak, and it's taken many lives, including babies, in our friend and nation ally state, Israel. And so it's because of Joe Biden that we have a bloodbath in America right now. The fake news is criminal. They are truly the enemy of the people. President Trump has been right about that all along.
We had a caller early on today. She was listening to us in Ohio. She was actually at the rally there in Dayton, and she called not to talk about that, but she was just so impressed with the tone and the tenor and the mood. She said that people were just jubilant. They were smiling. And she made a point. She was an older lady, and she said there were so many young people there. Caroline, is that an anomaly, or are you seeing that kind of thing happening at these other rallies?
We are seeing more and more young people coming to President Trump's rallies and events, and it's so encouraging. As a younger person myself, I always love to see it. I love talking to them. I always ask them, what's bringing you here today? And young people realize that the American dream is dying under Joe Biden's leadership, and they are enthused about President Trump. I also think that we're seeing a real cultural shift in America right now, where just maybe 8 to 10 years ago, President Trump breaking into the political scene, it wasn't cool to be a Republican, right? But now President Trump has really made it cool to be conservative. You see him at the UFC fight, hanging out with Dana White and Kid Rock. I mean, Pete, that resonates with young people especially. And there's a real cultural shift right now. You're seeing young people overwhelmingly disapproving of Joe Biden's policies, but then also recognizing that the Republican Party is the big tent party for all Americans. And if we want the American dream to survive for future generations, that is to have a family, to be able to purchase a home, to get a good job, and not feel like you're still suffering under the weight of inflation, then Donald Trump is the man to vote for on November the 5th. And it's so great to see so many young Americans across the country realizing that.
Well, I saw that firsthand. I was keynoting at the Young Americas Foundation, their big high school conservative conference out in Santa Barbara last week. And it was really remarkable to hear these kids talking about how they're so excited. Some of them are going to be able to vote for the first time. And they tell me they're voting for Donald Trump. And Caroline, I think a lot of it especially has to be the economy. They see how things are. They see that, you know, their older brothers and sisters are not able to get jobs. They're still living at home. And contrary to what the administration is saying, I mean, the economy is really, really bad out there.
It is. It's worsening as well, despite Joe Biden in the White House trying to lie and say that Bidenomics is working for American families. It's quite the opposite. The pace of wages is not keeping up with the pace of inflation. People are working 2-3 jobs and still struggling to get by. I read a statistic yesterday about how credit card debt continues to climb. We're now at $1.1 trillion in credit card debt as a nation collectively. And that's because people are pinched in their savings accounts, and they need to get by to put food on the table for their families, to buy gifts for their families, you know, just to survive. And they're having to put the brunt of their expenses on credit cards, which, of course, is not going to end up well if we continue down this hole of generational wealth being crippled because of record high inflation. And then another thing that is really especially resonating with young people is the inaffordability of purchasing a home right now. It has not been this unaffordable to purchase a home ever. Mortgage rates under President Trump just 3.5 short years ago were a record low, 2.65%. People would kill for that type of a mortgage rate right now. They're nearing 10%. You can't get your hands on anything lower, which is costing the average American thousands of dollars every single month. In February, foreclosures actually skyrocketed, especially in states like Pennsylvania and South Carolina, because people cannot afford their mortgage payments, never mind take out a new mortgage to buy a home. So I can tell you personally, Todd, I know so many young people, my friends, who are amazing in their careers. They're nurses, they're working in finance, they're working for great Fortune 500 companies, and they cannot afford to buy a home. And that is, the essence of the American dream, and it's slowly dissipating under Joe Biden. And if we have another 4 years of him, it will be completely dead. You'll continue to see more and more foreclosures. You'll continue to see more and more Americans going bankrupt, small businesses shutting their doors. We could have a depression, a recession, the likes of which we haven't seen in many, many years.
Real quick here, Caroline, before we let you go, I know Ben Shapiro made some news last week, said that he would, walk over glass to vote for Donald Trump now, and says he's hosting a fundraiser. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we love to hear it. We welcome Ben Shapiro. We welcome all Republicans, conservatives, many of whom supported other candidates in the primary that are now finally realizing President Trump is the man for the job, and we welcome that. We're excited about it. We welcome all Americans, Todd, not just Republicans, but independents and even disillusioned Democrats. Look, it is not your grandfather's JFK Democrat Party anymore. This is a far-left, globalist, radical party that supports open borders. This is a far-left party that supports taxing you to death. This is a far-left party that supports endless wars overseas, defunding the police, and lawlessness. That's what we've seen taking place across this country. And so if you want peace, if you want prosperity and security, safety, then, again, there's only one option on the ballot on November the 5th. That's President Trump. And we welcome anyone and everyone to this great movement.
Yeah, well said. And I will say this, Caroline, when you look at all of these news organizations that have been shutting down, gutting their newsrooms, I don't know, some people might call that a bloodbath. I'm just saying.
Yes, that's right. There's a bloodbath in the news industry right now. And it's because these people can't tell the truth.
All right. Well, Caroline, we're going to leave it there. You guys are crushing it out there, and just keep fighting for America. We're right alongside of you guys.
We will, Todd, and I look forward to getting your book. Thanks
all right.
So much.
Thank you. That's very kind. Caroline Leavitt, everybody, President Trump's national spokesperson. And folks, I'm excited. And the reason I'm excited, I reread my book just the other night. And only because I knew I was doing a lot of interviews. And it's, you know, when you write a manuscript and you turn it in, it's months later when the book actually comes out. So I wanted to make sure I got caught one of my early books. And somebody said in one of the early interviews, oh, my gosh, chapter 3 was just incredible. What inspired you to write that? And I'm thinking in my mind, holy cow, what was chapter 3 about? So anyway, I wanted to make sure I didn't get caught off guard. So anyway, I read the book and I got inspired again. Let's go to Stephen in Maine, WLOB. Stephen, what's going on here?
Hi, Stephen. I'm sorry. Hi, Todd.
Hi,
Can
Stephen.
You help me understand the Can you help me understand the following? The following people all said Trump is unfit for office. His VP, his UN ambassador, his chief of staff, his other chief of staff, his two defense secretaries, his attorney general, his secretary of state, and two national security advisors. Are they all members of the deep state, or is calling him unfit for office, or was that taken out of context?
Well, I don't know if they're from the deep state, Stephen, as much as they are morons, you know, to be perfectly blunt about it. The fact of the matter is that they all have an agenda. Everybody that you just mentioned has an agenda. And when you look at the totality of what Trump did his 4 years in office, I believe he is deserving of another go at it.
Do you know of any other presidents that have been called unfit for office by the majority of their staff?
No, that's not a majority of their staff, Stephen. And I will tell you this. They were saying the same thing about George W. Bush. When he was running for office, you had people with you had Republicans, establishment Republicans at the time, saying that George W. Bush was not an educated man. His own party made fun of his ability, his inability to have a to deliver a good speech out on the campaign trail. So yeah, I mean this is nothing new, Stephen. It's only elevated and magnified because of the social media platforms we have now that we didn't have in previous administrations.
When you say these things, do you want to vomit? You don't believe them.
No, I don't want to vomit. I feel pretty good. Right. As a matter of fact, I was about to have a salad with Grace Baker in the break, so I feel pretty good, Stephen. Are you sound like you've got a little case of maybe a little touch of indigestion.
Or not concerned that his VP...
Or maybe it's Trump derangement syndrome.
Yes, I do have TDS. So what?
Well, you see, Stephen, we got to leave it there. And here's the reason why. I don't want you to infect the phone lines. TDS, it's a terminal disease, folks. There's really no cure for it. Once you got it, you can't get rid of it. So, Stephen, good luck to you. Best wishes. We'll put you on the prayer list. All right. Wow. He was asking the questions. He had a list of questions he went through. I must have answered. I don't know. I felt like I was a KJP. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I want you to do two things in the break. We're very excited because we just got this up right as the show was starting. If you go to ToddStearns.com and go to the store, click on the store app, you will now be able to buy a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? This is an autographed edition, and the best part about it, it's also discounted. So you're going to get it cheaper than you can buy it at the bookstores right now. So all you have to do is go to ToddStearns.com and you click on the store, and you will be able to purchase a copy right now of Twilight's Last Gleaming. The other thing we need you to help us out with, we are raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom. This is our radiothon. We're raising money so they can fight Supreme Court cases, and they have two big ones right now. They're also representing a Georgia school teacher who got fired after she complained about same-sex marriage books that were given to five-year-olds. So if you would like to help ADF, all you have to do is go to ToddStearns.com, click on the Stand with ADF banner at the top of the page, and we'll take good care of you. We'll be right back. All right, real quick, let's go to poor Wanda. She's been waiting since last year to talk to me. WDUN, our awesome affiliate. Hi, Wanda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wanda, I'm doing well. So you've got a solution here to this whole transgender bathroom thing. What would you do if that happened to you?
Oh, my God. I would first be furious. Then I would go, I would turn around, go out, and I'm sure there's going to be some bus guys out there. And I would get maybe one or two of those to come back in the bathroom with me.
Oh, dear. We lost Wanda. But I think I know where Wanda's going here. So Wanda was saying that she would go into the bathroom. If she saw a transgender dude shaving, she would go back out. She would go and find a couple of big buff dudes. Do we have Wanda back? All right, Wanda, pick it up. We've got the buff dudes. What happens next?
Okay, I would get them to go back in there with me and tell this idiot that was in there where he should not be to start with, that he, that they would take him out and help him shave.
Oh, dear. We lost Wanda again. Bad phone connection. So here's the deal. I like Wanda's idea. I like her suggestion. And here's where this needs to go, because this is a great idea. You go in, ladies, you go, you get some of the big muscle heads, and they go in, and they say to this person, "Sir, you are no ma'am." Boom. You're out of here. That's the way to do it. I like that idea, Wanda. Sorry about that phone thing there. All right, hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926. What would you do? You go in, ladies, you go into the locker room, and there's a trans dude shaving his nether regions. What would you do? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Everybody, good to have you with us. Good to be back in the seat today. And just a reminder, we want to invite all of our West Tennessee, North Mississippi, and Eastern Arkansas listeners to join us tonight at our big book launch party. It starts at 6 o'clock. That's Central Time, 6 o'clock Central at Congregation Coffee in Germantown, Tennessee. You can Google it, and they'll give you the directions there. All right, want to play some audio. So a neighborhood in Brooklyn found out that a homeless shelter is being erected in their neighborhood. And I want you to hear how the neighbors responded. Cut 17.
They chanted and mobilized. Hundreds of people taking over the intersection of 25th Avenue and 86th Street in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, Saturday afternoon to stop a homeless shelter from opening.
We can do the right thing for them. Affordable housing, great. Use the money. But don't tell us taxpayers with our money what to do with it in our community.
Residents, business owners, and politicians all coming together demanding the city put the shelter elsewhere.
It's just going to cause more problems than we already have. It's going to increase crime. It's going to have, people are going to be fighting against them. It's going to be a war here.
The city says the homeless shelter is set to open later this year at 2501 86th Street.
Good for you. Good for you. Thousands of people turning out in this Brooklyn neighborhood. And this is how you do it. And folks, I'm telling you, Republicans especially, pay attention. The harvest is aplenty. All you have to do is go into these neighborhoods and share our story. Here's what we're all about. We're about putting Americans first. By the way, they're going through the same thing right now in Chicago. Or as Grace, how did Grace say it? Chicago? That doesn't sound right. Chicago. That hurts. Anyway, the Windy City. So they've been dumping thousands of illegals in Chicago, and the black community, Chicago South Side, says, we're done with this. We know what you people are doing, and they're not having it. And so now the blacks in Chicago, it's really black-on-black political violence right now, because they're telling the Democrats that are ruling Chicago, it's over. It's over. But what I find fascinating is that now some of these black voters who have switched over, they become Republicans, and keep in mind they're becoming Trump Republicans. They're out there now debating, and that's what we have to do. We got to get out there, and we've got to debate the issues. And I want you to hear what happened at a recent debate. Cut 18.
which, of course, should have been changed a long time ago. So they bring them in. You wonder where the money coming from. They taking it. The COVID fund that was here, yep. That money. Yep. You talking about the housing programs. So when people pay rents, all the rental programs, that money, all the programs that we have in the city of Chicago, they are bankrupting us. They are taking from all of these programs that we have, and they're taking the money, and they're funding the migrants. Yeah. Our taxpayers, we've already paid $32 million out of our taxes to house and take care of the migrants thus far. Now, we already know the only ones who qualify to become citizens in asylum here from the starts of the, if they were here after August, they don't even qualify. But here we're going to be taking care of them for 5 to 7 years while there's paperwork floating on people's desk. And why? Send them home. Send them back. But Venezuela already said, oh, we're not taking them back.
Here it comes.
Who did you vote for?
First of all, I have no problem with saying that I did vote for Biden because I was not voting. Okay. I did.
Okay,
but
listen,
Hold on.
That was a question. Okay. You answered it, right?
Okay.
Migrant influx that we're dealing with right now, this is your fault.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, let me say, hold on. First of all.
Uh-oh, preach. It's true. It's your fault. I mean, look, and there's nothing. Look, we've all done things in our lives that we regret. Just ask anybody who voted for Jimmy Carter, right? It seemed like a pretty cool guy, Southern guy, like Southern rockers and Billy Beer. And that just turned out to be a really bad decision. You've been on dates and you thought, you know what, this is going to be a great dating relationship. And you turn out, it just turns out to be horrible. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happening. People are waking up and they're realizing they've been hitched to the wrong political party. That it really is that simple. It really is. So I really do hope that all of you folk out there on the Democrat side, and I know we've got a lot of Democrats that listen to this show, again, get involved, get engaged, stand up, and do the right thing for the country. I'm telling you, folks, we've got a country to save, but we can only save it if every single one of us gets out there and votes on Election Day. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to say something about Mike Pence. Disappointed in the guy. I've never have really understood him. He was a squish early on. And we know that back when he was governor of Indiana, you might remember these at the time, these religious freedom bills that were being passed in state legislatures all across America. And the whole point of this legislation was to protect Christians, to protect people of faith from the radical activist out there. And so Mike Pence signed it into law when he was governor, and then immediately after he came under fire, rescinded it, and made a lot of people really upset in the process. A lot of people really were confused about Mike Pence was. A lot of people. And that's just who he is. He is not a man who is willing to stand and fight. And when the going gets tough, Mike Pence is one of those people that will turn around and run away. That's just the reality of it. And it's a sad thing to say. It truly is. But that's who Mike Pence is. Maybe, I don't know if it's a character flaw. That doesn't mean he's not a good, decent Christian man. I'm just saying from the political world, he sucks. But even Mike Pence is out there now defending Donald Trump. Cut 10.
I woke up this morning seeing online all the discussion about bloodbath. And as you've just reflected, the president was clearly talking about the impact of imports devastating the American automotive industry.
Well, there you go. Even Mike Pence gets it. Pretty shameful. Kamala Harris, I've got to do this one real quick before we go to break here. So Kamala Harris went to an abortion mill, a Planned Parenthood abortion mill, this was the very first time that a sitting vice president has been to a Planned Parenthood clinic. And no, I do not know if it was an official visit or if there was something else going on. I don't know. I can't answer that question. So Kamala Harris is out there, and I didn't realize this was a big issue, but apparently people don't want to talk about the uterus. And I will say, when I'm down at the Waffle House on Germantown Road on Saturdays, it's really not a topic of conversation, but neither are, you know, male body parts either. Cut 16.
And please do understand that when we talk about a clinic such as this, it is absolutely about health care and reproductive health care. So everyone get ready for the language. Uterus.
How dare you?
That part of the body needs a lot of medical care from time to time.
I'm blushing.
Issues like fibroids.
Hello.
We can handle this. Breast cancer screenings.
Boobies.
Contraceptive care.
She said boobies.
That is the kind of work that happens here. In addition, of course, to abortion care.
So have you noticed she always talks to us like we're like in fifth grade, right? Yeah, okay, I don't know anybody who has a problem talking about these things, but why? Oh, hello, Madam Vice President. How's the uterus today? Nobody talks like that, do they? Hello, Madam Vice President. Those are mighty fine boobies you have. No, nobody talks like that. I'm just saying, what is she talking about? Anyway, this is further evidence why Joe Biden is still in the race. They would rather have a zombie, a man who is literally personifying the walking dead in the Oval Office, than this woman with a uterus. But no brain. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. I know, I'm feeling it's a fun day. I mean, we had an ice cream cake for crying out loud. By the way, my book cover tasted delicious. So thank you, Grace Baker. All right. Want to bring in a great guest. This is a great fella, Scott Coburn from Patriot Mobile. And Scott, Scott's calling in on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Scott, good to have you with us today.
Great to be with you, as always, Todd. You guys are one of my favorites to come on and kind of share what's going on with Patriot Mobile and what we're doing to try to get this thing turned around.
Well, we have to, and I think what you guys are doing is incredibly brilliant, but it's also very important. I do get a lot of, and the reason I wanted you to come on today, Scott, is we get a lot of questions from our listeners, and they say that, look, they get it. You guys are conservative. You guys are giving back to Christian conservative causes, but what is Patriot Mobile?
So Patriot Mobile, so we're America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. So what does that mean? We're a cell phone service provider. We also sell cell phone devices, but primarily we sell cell phone service. But I like to say this all the time. Our mission has nothing at all to do with cell phones and everything to do with defending our freedom. And what we do is we buy wholesale data from all three of the main carriers in this country, and we repackage that as Patriot Mobile. And so the nice thing about that, Todd, is you're going to get the same or better coverage that you have today with your cell phone service provider. The difference is every time you pay your cell phone bill, a portion of that bill is going to go towards organizations that are fighting for our freedoms, First Amendment, Second Amendment, sanctity of life, and of course, our military and first responders. And that's what we believe is important.
Well, I'm a huge fan of it, and I know so many of our listeners have made the switch, which is very huge. And I love that you guys are very transparent about the causes you support. And let's talk about those, because some of them, like a Turning Point, First Liberty, these are regular folks on the national show here.
That's right. And, you know, what we try to do, Todd, is we narrow the focus of our giving to those organizations that we believe are going to have the biggest impact on again, defending our freedoms. You mentioned Turning Point USA, First Liberty, Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America. There's just a whole handful of great organizations that fall within those four areas that I mentioned. And you can always go to our website and click on the About tab at the top, and it's going to tell you all of the causes that we support too. There's just too many to list here. But again, what we try to do is vet our organization partners for who's being the best stewards with the money that we're donating, right? We want to make sure that money is going, every bit of that dollar that we're giving to those organizations is going to maximize the defending our freedoms. And that's, again, that's so important to us.
And the big thing here, folks, this is not some sort of a fly-by-night company. This is a very well-established cell phone service provider. You guys just celebrated your 10-year anniversary. And it's just the growth is just phenomenal. And by the way, folks, patriotmobile.com/Todd is the website, patriotmobile.com/Todd. And my first name will unlock some great discounts and benefits to you. Let's talk about some things that differentiate you guys from Big Mobile. And let's start with the customer service.
We have 100% U.S.-based customer support, and our sales team is 100% U.S.-based. In fact, every employee we have is U.S.-based, and that alone is a differentiator between the Big Mobile guys. And, I mean, look, let's be honest. I don't know when the last time you called your cell phone service provider, but you probably got transferred to somebody in a foreign country who was hard to understand and, quite honestly, couldn't really address your problem. And that's what we're about, is making sure when our customers call that we treat them with the utmost respect. We get to the bottom of their issues. And get this, Todd, we will even pray with our customers when they call in. Wow. We believe that they're one of us. We're all in this together. So we're going to treat them the best we possibly can. And that's why what we believe in.
Well, I'm excited about this. This is great stuff. And again, if people want to sign up, we gave them our special website that you guys created, which is an awesome website, patriotmobile.com/Todd. How does that work? People are going to go to the website. What are they going to find there?
You can go to the patriotmobile.com/Todd, and you're going to learn all you need to know about Patriot Mobile, the causes we support, how easy it is to switch, and basically what we're all about, our mission. But when you're ready to sign up, like you mentioned, tell them Todd Starn sent you. Use the code Todd, and you're going to get free activation. But here's one even better. Till the end of March, Todd, we're running a spring special. If you tell them that you heard about us on Todd Starn's and you use the code SPRING24, we're going to give you a month of free service to try out Patriot Mobile.
Well, that's fantastic. So Spring 24, folks, yet another reason to go check it out right now, patriotmobile.com/Todd. You can also call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You can bring your same phone. You can port your same phone number over, and great customer service agents are standing by right now to help you out. All right, my friend, we have got to leave it there, but we always appreciate the great work you guys are doing, Scott.
Likewise, Todd. Thank you, and God bless you guys.
All right, there you go, folks. Again, free activation, and you're going to get a full month off if you use that Spring 24 code. All right, wow. First day back, and it has been a great day. And folks, we're back. I'm just glad to be back. Let's just leave it there. I love traveling, love meeting all of you great folks, but I love it being back here in the studio behind this beautiful microphone. Again, if you are in the Memphis area, join us tonight, 6 o'clock at 6 o'clock Central Time at Congregation Coffee in Germantown, Tennessee. That's when our book launch celebration. You'll be able to purchase a copy of the book. If you can't make it to Germantown, you can go right now and you can be a part of our book launch by getting a copy at toddstarnes.com. Just click on the store and you will be able to purchase. And the best part about this, it is already cheaper than what you would buy on Amazon or anywhere else. So it's cheaper to buy the book over at toddstarnes.com, and I will personally autograph it for you. Tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Starnes Show TV program gets underway on Newsmax. Folks, it has been a great day. God bless you all. Thank you for being a part of our great big front porch here on the radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.